Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I hope your day is richer because you took time to allow the Word of God to dwell in your heart. Meditate on it and allow the true words of Scripture to challenge and encourage you. That is what they're meant to do. If you don't read the Old Testament because you think the names are too hard or you can't understand anything in the book of Leviticus, let me encourage you to read the accounts in the Old Testament of men and women who model faith, trust, confession, reconciliation, and much more. It's packed full of truth, and the sweetest thing is everything in the Old Testament points us to Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord, His coming, death, burial, and resurrection. I love the Old Testament. Years ago, I did a study on the life of Moses that both challenged my heart and gave me reason to celebrate all the connections to Christ displayed throughout the Old and New Testament. If we are not careful, we can read an account in the Old Testament and think, that doesn't apply to me today. So I'm going to ask you to listen today with an open heart and see if you can relate one area of your life to the application of this scripture today. Let me catch you up before we read today's text. King Nebuchadnezzar is king and appointed some young men, and he wanted them to be good-looking, men of stature, and able to be trained to serve him in his palace. They were trained for 3 years and then became his helpers. Daniel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were among this group, but they didn't want to eat what the king offered, so Daniel asked permission to eat his own food, vegetables, and drink water for 10 days so they could test to see if they would be in better physical health than the other men, and they were. Speed forward into year 2 of King Nebuchadnezzar's reign, he had dreams that really troubled him, so he asked for men to be brought to him who could help him understand what he was dreaming. The Chaldeans tried, but were unsuccessful. So Daniel prayed and asked God for help to interpret the dream of the king, and God answered. God gave Daniel incredible wisdom to help King Nebuchadnezzar. He was made ruler over the entire province and chief governor over all the things. King Nebuchadnezzar got a little cocky and ordered this gold statue, this huge gold statue, to be made so that he could command the people to bow down and worship it. The Chaldeans, once again, wanted to disrupt things and went to tattletelling on some of the men. They told King Nebuchadnezzar that there were those who were not bowing down to the statue he had made. So King Neb was furious and had those brought before him and asked them, was it true that they would not bow down? This is where we pick up in scripture today, Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, we don't need to give you an answer to this question. If the God we serve exists, then he can rescue us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he can rescue us from the power of you, the king. But even if he does not rescue us, we want you as king to know that we will not serve your gods or worship the gold statue you set up. Man, I love their confidence. They said, we don't need to give you an answer. God can rescue us, and we want you to know that we will not serve other gods. Hang on. I have to tell you, that is bold. They knew the punishment if they didn't worship the gold statue. And still, their courage and faith are unmatched. Scripture doesn't tell us if Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were afraid, but I can imagine they probably were. They didn't know what would happen, but they did know that God would be their answer, that he could rescue them from the blazing furnace, and he could rescue them from the power of the king, but even if, they knew he was still the one true God. I wonder today how many of us need to be reminded that we don't need to give an account to others, we give an account to Christ. Our confidence is in him, and he can rescue us, and he is good. even if our circumstances tell us differently, and even if he doesn't do something we want him to do. What challenges me the most about this passage is verse 18. It's like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego declared from the rooftops to the king, "We just want you to know, king, that even if God doesn't rescue us, we will still not serve your gods or worship your statue." I'm just picturing this in my mind, and as I'm thinking about it, I wonder if they stood with their chest poked out and head held high, declaring that they would not serve his statue. Friends, they didn't know the outcome. They trusted in the one who did know and made a choice in their heart that they would only worship the one true God no matter what. That's so convicting to me today. How many times do I find myself backing down from things for fear of hurting other people's feelings or fear that I will be the only one choosing to do or not do that thing? The boldness of these guys is unbelievable. Don't you know they knew what was coming for them? The blazing furnace. You can read on in Daniel chapter 3, verses 19 through 30 to see what happened, but I'll give you the spoiler alert. They were not touched by a single flame and didn't even smell of smoke. Do you wonder if they came out, this is what I wonder, with "I told you so" written on their faces? Probably not, but man, at the testimony of the power of our God declared to many that day. Do you walk in boldness declaring the goodness of God even when all around you things are not looking in your favor? Take heart, friend. Walk in boldness because the same God who protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the flames of the fiery furnace is with you today if you have put your faith and trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins and ask him to be your Savior and Lord. He wants to give you boldness today to walk in obedience and confidence.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.